I would like to call the August 23rd Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Good morning, I'm sorry, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us all here for our commission meeting. Ms. Nakonin, could you please give us a roll call?
Commissioner Nichols?
Here.
Commissioner Outlaw Ryan?
Present.
Commissioner Posey?
Present.
Commissioner Zielinski?
Present.
Vice Chair Sturman?
Here.
And Chair Harrington?
Here.
And Commissioner Clark is excused.
Please join us for a Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you for joining us once again. Our restrooms are outside, located outside. We do have blue cards in the back if you'd like to be part of the called audience. Fill out a blue card located in the back of the room on a back table. Please give those to our recording secretary, Ms. Acona, to my left. Right now, we'll do, at this time, any members of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issues not listed on today's agenda, pursuant to the Arizona Open Meetings Law, including commission members may ask town or review the matters, ask the matters be placed on future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on any matters raised during call to audience. In order to speak during call to audience, please be specific what you are planning on discussing and complete the blue cards in full. Once again, please give the blue cards to Ms. Nakonin if you have any for call to audience. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Vice Mayor Barrett.
Thank you. Sorry that I had to grab the mic there for a moment. All right, well, I just want to provide you with our council update. On July 19th, we had our first public hearing regarding a requested annexation of approximately 36 acres at the southwest corner of La Cañada Drive and Moore Road. So that's just to the southwest of the roundabout there at La Cañada and Moore. So there wasn't any decision or action related to that. It was just a public hearing, so we held that public hearing. We also had a public hearing and continued the decision on the proposed office and drive-through development for the northwest corner of Naranja Drive and La Cañada. And due to a lot of scrutiny on the traffic situation there, the applicant was able to lengthen the right turn lane that goes into that subdivision, will be planning to go into that subdivision to bring it up to code compliance and maneuver the buildings a bit. So it was approved, and I think it will be a good result in terms of the process helping to provide some positive traffic solutions in that area. September 6th, for the month of August, the council is on its August summer break, although we do have the League of Cities and Towns conference coming up at the end of August that most of your elected officials will attend to learn things more for serving the community. And on September 6th, if a recommendation is provided by commission tonight, we would hear the public hearing regarding the issue that you're hearing tonight and have potentially another discussion and possible action regarding the annexation that I mentioned earlier. And that's my council-related update. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Barrett. Now I'd like to open up the call to audience. Ms. Acona, do we have any blue cards? Thank you. I'd like to close call to audience. Ms. Acona, will you please agenda item number one?
Review and approval of the June 6, 2023 regular session meeting minutes.
All right. Do we have Speaker here.
Yeah, I move to approve the meeting minutes from the previous meeting that Ms. Ancona just read.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
First, second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any nays? Okay. Motion approved. Did you hear that, Vice Chair Sherman?
I did. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion carries. Ms. Ancona, could you read agenda item number 2?
Public hearing, discussion, and possible action regarding a proposed 1649 square foot drive-through restaurant located south of the southwest corner of Lambert Lane and La Cunada Drive. Item A, conditional use permit, case number 2202252. Item B, conceptual site and landscape plans and revised master development plan, case number 2202232. And item C, conceptual architecture, case number 2202253.
Looks like we have Mr. Packard. Go ahead, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Commission. My name is Kyle Packer. I'm a senior planner with the town of Oro Valley here and the lead planning reviewer for this proposed drive-thru restaurant. The purpose of our hearing tonight is to go over 3 items, the first being a conditional use permit, the second being a development plan, and the third being conceptual architecture for this proposal. These items are up for discussion and possible recommendation and require 3 separate motions. This project is located at the southwest corner of Lambert Lane and La Cunada Drive in the Cunada Crossroads Shopping Plaza and is highlighted here in blue. In 1997, this entire development was rezoned from R1 144 to CN, or Neighborhood Commercial Zoning, which allows restaurants, offices, retails, and other similar uses. In 1998, a development agreement between the developer and the town focused on conditions to allow that development to occur, and this has since expired. In 1999, the master development plan for this shopping plaza was approved, and the majority of it has since been developed. There are only 2 remaining vacant commercial sites highlighted here in orange, one of which is the subject property tonight. I'd like to take a moment to review the approved building footprint for that master development plan on this parcel. Reflects a 5,950 square foot building. The applicant is proposing, again, a roughly 1,600 square foot building. And the permitted height within CN zoning is 25 feet. And the applicant is similarly proposing 20 feet tonight. Item A is, again, a conditional use permit with 3 components. The primary of those being the drive-through use, which is the initiator for this conditional use permit. However, there are 2 subcomponents to that, one being a modification to the 250-foot separation from residential requirement, as well as a modification to drive-through service hours. Looking at the CUP criteria that staff examined in relation to this permit, there are a number of items from damage or nuisance, from a number of elements, to as well as hazard from explosions, fires, or floods, and unusual traffic volume or character. This drive-thru restaurant raised no concerns on those elements, and so the primary focus of staff's presentation tonight is regarding the compatibility with the surrounding area and ensuring that sufficient mitigation measures have been provided. Moving on to that compatibility element, a number of elements have been addressed to or performed to address the impacts from the adjacent patios. One of those includes moving the building to the southeast of the parcel. An additional one is enhancing screen wall and landscaping above the standard requirements from the zoning code. You can see that on the bottom of this slide. Another element is lowering the trees on the north of the property to address concerns from the Harvest restaurant and changing the orientation of the order kiosk away from the majority of the adjacent patios. When it comes to traffic, the traffic impact statement has revealed no concerns for town staff, and the applicant is providing 8 vehicle stacking spaces, which again complies with the zoning code requirements. Moving on to that distance reduction request, Drive-through uses require 250 feet of separation from residential properties from lot line to lot line. However, town council may reduce this when major barriers exist to mitigate impacts. Examples within the code include buildings and hillsides. The applicant is requesting a reduction to approximately 185 feet, and as you can see from the photos provided here, there are a number of elements that count as major barriers, including an existing building, a hillside, and a screen wall. And so because of these major barriers, this reduction is justified. Moving on to the final component of item A, the hours of operation request. The applicant is requesting to operate from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. However, neighborhood commercial zoning limits the hours of service and delivery to less than that. These hours are allowed to be modified through a CUP application. Noise is the primary element that staff review when considering the hours of operation, and staff have found that the noise generated through this project is code compliant. The majority of hours of operation, La Cañada Drive is louder than the order kiosk that is the focus of the noise generators with this use. And additionally, conditions of approval have been provided to mitigate potential impacts from the order kiosk. In the hours earlier and later, outside of the heavier traffic hours of La Cañada, this use shows no concerns for the adjacent residential properties. Moving on to item B, the development plan. Again, this is for a 1,649-square-foot building, which is approximately a 72% reduction from the approved master development plan from 1999. And the applicant is proposing 20 feet of height, which is 5 feet lower than what is permitted through CN zoning. There is going to be an outdoor patio, 32 parking spaces, and a drive-through with stacking for 8 vehicles. However, that drive-through will be screened by a screening wall as well as enhanced landscaping, and that can be seen here highlighted in orange. And finally, as I've mentioned before, with in regard to the 5 trees to the north, the applicant has agreed to select plants with trees with the lower mature heights from the approved plant list in order to address the Harvest Restaurant's concerns of impacts to their views. Moving on to item C, the conceptual architecture. This building has four-sided architecture that includes both wall and roof plane variations across all 4 faces and is in substantial compliance with the approved architecture for the center, pulling both colors and materials from the adjacent structures. Looking to the review criteria for all of these items, they have been found in conformance with zoning code standards, as well as the CUP and drive-through requirements. Highlighting some of the goals and policies from the Your Voice, Our Future general plan that this project aligns with includes providing a wide range of services, including dining opportunities, providing effective transitions between differing land uses, and additionally promoting the design of cohesive developments. When it comes to public participation, an informational video was provided at the beginning of the public participation process for this project, and we've held 2 neighborhood meetings where the key concerns identified were the impacts to adjacent businesses and compatibility of the drive-through use with the overall plaza. Again, the applicant has made several changes to address these concerns, again, moving the building as far southeast on the parcel as possible and orienting the building east-west, lowering the height of the building, orienting the order kiosk away from patios, lowering the height of trees on the north of the parcel, and enhancing the drive-through screen wall and landscaping, as you can see at the detail on the bottom right of this image. In summary, this project has been reviewed for conformance with zoning code criteria and the general plan, and staff recommends conditional approval of item A, as well as approval of items B and C. These items are up for discussion and possible action tonight, requiring 3 separate motions, and I'd like to take a moment to highlight that approval for items B and C is dependent on approval of item A. Thank you very much, and the applicant is here with a presentation of their own tonight.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members of the commission. My name is Rory Juneman. I'm a land use attorney here in Tucson. And we are helping Nico Friccioni, who's here with us tonight with this conditional use permit. Also with us is James McMurtry, who's our civil engineer. So if you have any questions for either one of those, they're happy to answer them. I want to start off by thanking Mr. Packer for his presentation. He maybe did a better job on his presentation than I did on mine. Sorry, I'm going to repeat some things, but I'll try to go through some of the things that he's already covered quickly. My agenda tonight is really I want to start off by talking a little bit about the property, but really focus on the changes that we've made throughout the process. We had a neighborhood meeting back in the summer of 22. Took us some time to kind of come back before the town resubmit, but we did our neighborhood meeting about a month ago, and so I really want to kind of focus on those changes. Then we'll talk, show you the updated renderings that show the architecture, talk about the view sheds, because that's been an issue that's been of concern, and some about drive-throughs, and then happy to answer any questions you have really at any point through the presentation. As you all know, this is at Kenyatta Crossroads. This is what the project site looks like right now. It's one of the two vacant pads. So I think we're kind of excited to bring some life to this area that's been vacant since it's for a couple decades since it was the center was constructed. I wanted to highlight something that Mr. Packer mentioned. Was that we are approved for almost 6,000 square foot building up to 25 feet. The reason we're here is really because of the drive-through, but the benefit of having the drive-through is that we have a very, very much smaller building, about a quarter of the size. So I think that that comes with some benefits. Mr. Packer also mentioned the development agreement that was approved when the center was approved. It has since expired, but I wanted to point out that one of the things that was mentioned in that that development agreement was that on these two pads that face La Cañada, there was a contemplation of the likelihood of having a convenience use, like a drive-through or a bank, in these areas. So I think from the start of from the beginning of this center, there's been an idea that likely one of those two pads, at least, would be a convenience use. So back in the summer of 22, we had a neighborhood meeting. This was our first site plan. Overall, very similar to what you see today, but I wanted to point out a few things. One, our architecture at that time was very preliminary. One of the big concerns we heard at that meeting was the architecture didn't fit into the site, and we've done a lot of work to make sure that now it does. But there were some design elements that I'll point out that we changed, mainly that the trash was back on the rear of our site on the west, not too far from the harvest patio, and that was an obvious concern, understandable. But we've also heard a lot of concerns about the drive-through, about landscaping, and we've made a significant effort to try to address some of those. So we'll walk through those in a minute. I'm going to first just go over sort of the functionality of the site, give you a little bit of background maybe that Mr. Packer didn't. The use of this, of the building would be a tropical smoothie cafe. It's kind of a fast casual restaurant, as it says in the name, focusing on smoothies, but it does have some food options. Sandwiches, wraps, a few breakfast options, but they're sort of lighter. They're not fried. There's no vent hood on the project because it doesn't. This isn't a fried kind of food kind of restaurant. It's a little bit more healthier options. So the benefit of that is it doesn't create odors like some other smaller restaurants would. We think that this complements the uses in the center. Currently, there's two sit-down restaurants, as you all know, a Subway and Breadsmith. So we sort of see this as an option that is sort of fits within those overall restaurant and food offerings. I think it's easy. I could see somebody going, getting a smoothie, and then going over to Breadsmith and getting a pastry. or a sandwich over at Subway. So we don't think it's going to compete directly with any of the current uses in there, and I think it'll be a nice addition. So the drive-through, I wanted to expand a little bit on that. The way the town code works is we have to look at another similar drive-through use in the area. Tropical Smoothie Cafe now has two locations. They're working on a couple more. But when we did our submittal, they had a location down in Vail, Houghton Town Center, that had been open for a while. So we were able to do some studies on this exact restaurant concept. What we found was that the busiest kind of hours or period was between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and the noon hour was really the peak of that. During that time frame, there were about 26 cars that went through the drive-thru. It took about 2 minutes from ordering to pick up, so it's a fairly fast trip through that drive-thru. The most cars they had during that period was 7, so that's where we came up with the 8 stacking to make sure that we're kind of above that. And so we think that this is sufficient for stacking. There, if in an unusual case if it went above that, there's plenty of room beyond that, beyond the end of our 8, but we don't think that's going to really be a factor. The parking in there's a few other things that I'll address. Screening, we've done some enhanced screening and some enhanced landscaping, and then I'll talk about the kiosk speaker as well in a few minutes. I've got a slide for that. So parking, currently on site there's 26 spaces around this vacant the vacant pad. When we do our project, there'll be 32 spaces, so we're actually adding 6 spaces to the development. We also kind of think our use is complementary. About 50% or more of our business traffic will come through the drive-thru. So this is a location that has some indoor seating and some outdoor seating, but really at least half or more of the traffic is going to be through the drive-thru, which translates to more open parking spaces for the other businesses that are currently in the center. So we think that at the least the surrounding businesses will have the same amount of parking, and it's likely they may have even a few more spaces available to them. Mr. Packer mentioned that our building height is 20 feet. That's at the top of parapet. It's about 5 feet under what's allowed. And then he mentioned our requested hours of operation. So for the next few slides, I'd like to sort of focus on some of the things that we had changed through the process. I'm going to start with screening. As Mr. Packer mentioned, we've done some enhanced screening around the drive-through. The code requires a 3.5-foot tall wall around the drive-throughs. What we've done in those areas where that are closest to the harvest patio and closest to the Cafe Torino patio, where our order kiosk is and then where the pickup window is we've added 3 more feet of a trellis that'll have vines on it to help sort of buffer that area. Around the corner of the drive-thru, we've also raised that wall to about 4.5 feet. So all of this is done really with the intent to help sort of mitigate the drive-thru to those patio areas. We've also done some enhanced landscaping around the edges of the drive-thru wall and then throughout, really trying to focus more landscaping towards that harvest patio to again soften the effects. We've also moved the building further away as far as we could move it to the southeast away from harvest, and then really focused on the revision, focused more landscaping in that area. And as Mr. Packer mentioned at the last neighborhood meeting, Harvest's owner had asked, could we do maybe use trees that are on the approved list, but use the trees that are a little bit lower in profile, so that might have less impact on any of the view sheds from that that patio, and that was something we were agreeable to. We also agreed to sort of rotate the menu board so it was facing kind of toward, not directly towards, but more towards the harvest patio, and we've sort of shifted that to be more to the south, to the southwest. But I think the big improvement on this configuration is before we had the trash dumpsters in the back there and not as much landscaping. Now we have a few more parking spaces and a lot more landscaping, and we've moved the dumpsters away. We moved those dumpsters off of our parcel, and we're going to use the common dumpsters for the development. We've worked with the property manager. They think that makes sense. And so I think that's a good solution for everybody, for us and for Harvest and Breadsmith, where the dumpsters were previously located. Our building's small enough that we don't really have a loading zone requirement, but there's two loading areas that are really close to our back entrance that we can use that are currently in the development, and we'll go ahead and use those as well. Parking, I mentioned that we're going to be adding six spaces. I just wanted to point out the expected circulation from La Cañada and Lambert into the property. We think most of the traffic is going to use the southern entrance on La Cañada because that's closest to the building, and they'll essentially come in, go to the north over to the drive-through entrance, and then they'll likely leave out of that same exit to the development. But there's two other exits in the property, and those will likely be used, but I think to a less extent. We think it's the total traffic from our traffic statement was estimated at about 770 average trips per day. But about half of those trips are estimated to be pass-by trips, meaning traffic that is already currently on the road that stops by and uses our restaurant or visits our restaurant. So not a lot of traffic, not enough to trigger a traffic study. And the town is comfortable with that level of traffic, or our staff is comfortable with that level of traffic. For the kiosk speakers, Mr. Packer said, we did a noise study. Essentially what it found was during the day, there's the kiosk sound will be less than the background noise from the road. But at night, this is really kind of represents the decibels for the kiosk at night. It's still well below the town's requirements. But one of the conditions in the CUP that we're agreeable to is that we would use what's called an automatic gain control. The way that I understand that is it essentially reads the background noise around the speaker. If the background noise kind of goes down, then the speaker volume goes down. So it's just an automatic way to control the level of sound coming out of the kiosk so it doesn't get too loud. If you don't have that, you set it at the day level, it may be kind of louder at night. This is a way to control that and make sure that the noise doesn't affect the surrounding businesses. I will say the noise will have no impact on the surrounding nearby residential, because of the topography of the site, and the buildings will basically block that. The only minimal impact would be on the surrounding businesses. We wanted to kind of walk through some renderings that we have. Our team's done a lot of work on the architecture to really kind of make the building look very nice and fit within the center. They've taken design elements that are existing within the center and incorporated them. So this is the front of the building. If you look at the next time you're at the Starbucks or the Subway, excuse me, there's the block and the brick trim and the stucco is essentially kind of mimicking what's right across the drive aisle from at the Subway. This is a view from the north looking south to our main entrance and our outdoor seating area. another view of that area. This is the entrance to the drive-through. The one thing that we weren't able to change on the renderings is that ordering kiosk has been shifted a little bit more, kind of rotated away from. This is sort of looking from the harvest patio area. That kiosk has been shifted away from that more to the what would be the southwest. This is again another view of the front and the pickup window, and kind of another view from the north. Side view from essentially where Cafe Torino is. You see the enhanced screening where the trellis and the vines would be to kind of help soften that area and block the views from the patio. And then this is just a view of the drive-through area. Again, the menu board has been shifted, but otherwise this is how it will look. All right. So just to sort of recap, after that first neighborhood meeting, we did a significant amount of work on the architecture, as you just saw. We've done more drive-through screening. We've moved that trash area and sort of identified alternative loading areas, enhanced some of the landscaping, added some parking, and then we've also moved the outdoor seating. Before, it was sort of towards the front, towards La Quinata, but we've moved that back to, again, sort of be closer to the harvest area. It's sort of a like use to their outdoor patio. After the second neighborhood meeting, we adjusted the menu board location, agreed to the speaker board, the speaker noise mitigation, and then we've agreed to use those shorter trees over next to harvest. So a couple of the things that have come up are the effect on view sheds. So I did want to sort of walk through. We did some view shed studies. Wanted to show those to you. Obviously, right now, it's dirt, so it's not blocking any views. With our project, with that 1,600 square foot footprint, relatively small building, it will obviously block some views, but that's pretty limited. If the full site was sort of built out, that would be almost 6,000 square feet. So it's got a much more sort of imposing mass, and it'll block more views. So we just wanted to point that out. Our hope is that that we get this approval, but we at least wanted to sort of show that there, the alternative here isn't great, and we'd much prefer what we're proposing. The other question, the residential setback. Mr. Packer did a great job kind of going through this, going through our request. And the criteria, we clearly meet the noise levels, the odors. We've screened the drive-through. And it's almost like this code provision was sort of made for our property, because we have the two major barriers. We've got the buildings that are there. We also have significant topography change. This hill is, the picture doesn't do it justice, it's probably 12, 15 feet high, plus about a 6-foot wall there, and then the buildings in the way. So we are fully screening all of those residents to the south. There's really three that are within the setback area, within that 250 feet, and our building and the hill and the walls there fully shield those from any impact of our building, whether it's noise, light, or any impacts from the rest of the center, for that matter. So, finally, we had some questions and comments at our last neighborhood meeting just about drive-throughs. So I wanted to point out, I think some of this maybe goes without saying, but since the pandemic, the restaurant industry has changed quite a bit. Drive-throughs have, I think we all got used to, or a lot of us got used to, the convenience of drive-throughs in the pandemic. And that really has shifted the restaurant industry. There was a really interesting Washington Post article that talked about how drive-through purchases have increased about 13% since after the pandemic, or during and after the pandemic compared to before. And that I found a couple of articles from restaurant trades where trade magazines where really there is a significant shift towards demand for more drive-throughs. So I think that's why I live in Tucson. We're seeing a lot more there. I think that's throughout the country, and I think that's just a direct result of the pandemic and the market wanting that. So we think this restaurant will help respond to that, but in a way that fits in with the center, that looks really nice, and I think it will be an improvement to the center. So I think Mr. Packer mentioned the criteria for the conditional use permit. We've fully explained that in our application, and the staff report also does that. So I won't go through that right now, but I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any about how we meet the criteria. We're agreeable to the conditions that are proposed by staff. There was one for condition 4. It mentions that no signage copy on the west side may be visible to the west. We had some discussions with staff about that because we will likely have a directional sign that'll be able to be seen from the west. Staff clarified to us that that they don't consider directional signs to be signage copy. Signage copy is more advertising. So I just wanted to kind of put it out on the record that we had that conversation and that there's no problem having a directional sign, but we don't have any signage plan for the west side of the building. So that condition is fine. So with that, I would just respectfully request that you all recommend approval, and we're happy to answer any questions that you have.
All right. Thank you very much for your presentation. At this time, we're going to open up the public hearing. Looks like we have one blue card. I'm going to call your name, Gerald Roberts. If you please come up to the microphone here, you have 3 minutes, and please state if you are a Oro Valley resident.
Yes, my name is Jerry Roberts. I am a resident for over 35 years here in Oro Valley. And I've always been a part of Oro Valley doing different things. I was on the planning for our general plan. I've been on that thing. But this here, the only thing that we're concerned about, you know, if you were here at the time when we were going through all this on the corner, one thing that we were concerned about was a drive-through. We wanted something a little bit more to fit in to where our area looked like and everything. If you go, and I just went up to Tangerine and drove down La Cañada, and the only drive-through that I found was the post office and the bank. That's the only ones that have drive-through, because the residents did not want it. On Naranga, when they did that little shopping center, the same thing. They didn't want drive-throughs. And that's the thing that we fought for when we wanted CNN zoning. And you know that we fought that thing for 2.5 years. I don't know if you were here at that time. We used to fill this building with the people to cut up here and say what we wanted in our resident area. And this is what we have to live through. And I would say that I have nothing against what they want to put there as far as a business. What we are concerned is the drive-thru, because if we do this one, that other spot down there is going to go a drive-thru too. And then you're going to have them up on Naranga drive-throughs. And I know the people do not want that. So I hope that you do not give them the variance for the drive-through. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Since we have no other further blue cards, we will go ahead and close public hearing. We will open it up to the commissioners for any questions for the applicant or for the town staff.
I guess I have a question for the applicant. You mentioned the gain control at the ordering kiosk. There's also a pickup window. Is there any speaker at the pickup window that wasn't mentioned?
No, there won't be any speaker at the pickup window, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Chair.
Commissioner Posey.
Yes, thank you. Yes, sir. We're talking about the vine. It is vines that you're going to put on the extension. Did you say vines or bushes?
There would be vines that, is that right? Yeah, we're not sure of the species, but yes, vegetation that would be up on the terrace. The trellis. Second time I've done that, sorry.
I'm just wondering, are they going to be mature? Because you're going to have to do a 6'5" to get to the top. And I was kind of just curious about, because that's going to help with the noise and mm-hmm. everything. So.
Yeah, I think there'll be some time where it'll take to fully mature to grow. But I think that there's, just from personal experience, there's some vines that are fairly quick growing that do well in the Arizona climate. So we would use those and hope that those get mature as quick as possible. But yeah, it would take a little bit of time to mature.
Just one more question, and I think I know the answer to it, but I just mm-hmm. want to make sure. I know that lot's been there. It's been barren for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you're not going to do any buildup or anything on the ground. It's going to be as is.
We're pretty much at grade, right? Yeah. There won't be any buildup, no.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's all.
All right. Answer all your questions. Any other questions? All right. Do we have a motion on the floor?
Yes, I move to recommend conditional approval of the conditional use permit for the proposed 1649 square foot drive-through restaurant located south of the southwest corner of Lambert Lane and La Cañada Drive, subject to the conditions of attachment one, based on the finding that the request complies with all zoning code criteria.
A second.
We have a first and second. Any other further discussion?
I'd like to just add a comment as we proceed with the vote. I appreciate concerns about the neighborhood's desire for no drive-throughs. I appreciate the description of the use as convenience, but I see also an increase in risk, right? The more traffic we have, the more risk we have as far as collisions, et cetera, and more people. That being said, it's part of our obligation to honor the general plan. I think that this development will add to commerce, and that's my position.
Any other further discussion? We have a first and second. We call it a motion to vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? Motion carries 6-0. Agenda item, item number B. Any motion on the table?
Chair, I'll put forth a motion. I move to recommend approval of the conceptual site and landscape plan and revised master development plan for the proposed 1,649 square foot drive-through restaurant located south of the southwest corner of Lambert Lane and La Cañada Drive, based on the finding that the proposal complies with all zoning code criteria.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Posey, second. Any discussion on item number B? Hearing none. Do we have a motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any noes or abstentions? Hearing none, motion carries 6-0. We have agenda item number C. We have a motion.
I'll put forth the motion, Chair. I move to recommend approval of the conceptual architecture for the proposed 1,649 square foot drive-through restaurant located south of the southwest corner of Lambert Lane and La Cañada Drive based on the finding that the request complies with all applicable zoning code criteria.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion on item number C? Hearing none, this motion, all in favor say aye.
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 Any noes or abstentions? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, staff, for good presentation and wealth of information. Ms. Acona.
Chair, I do have a planning update, if you would be prepared for that. So thank you. Our next meeting is scheduled for September 5th, just after Labor Day. Hopefully everybody has a nice, safe Labor Day. At this point, we've got two items on that agenda. We've got a discussion regarding the Town of Oro Valley housing study that has been ongoing for some time. I know we're moving forward with that, so we're going to provide commission with an update on that. And then we also have a item regarding proposed code changes regarding private recreation areas in residential districts. So both of those will be presented next month. So thank you much, Chair.
Thank you for that planning update. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. We have adjourned. Thank you very much. Have a good night.